Jekka News, you need to know now.
It's a partly cloudy start to the weekend in Gauteng, Mpumalanga and the northwest. Morning fog patches over the central parts of Limpopo. Pretoria, Mbombela, Polokwane and Rustenburg up to 23 degrees. Joburg 22, Emalahleni a high of 21.
In Benoni on the N12 westbound, a stationary vehicle at Tom Jones Street. Traffic is moving slowly.
Eskom says discussions continue with community leaders in the Majakaneng area, where protests have erupted over ongoing electricity outages and service delivery frustrations. The N4 is closed again this morning for a second day amid the ongoing power supply problems. The Eskom Northwest team says the primary cause of the outages is the overloading of the local electricity network. And the US House passed landmark cryptocurrency bills yesterday, delivering on the Trump administration's embrace of the once controversial industry. The Clarity Act establishes a clearer regulatory framework for cryptocurrencies and other digital assets, while the Genius Act codifies the use of stablecoins. Those are cryptocurrencies pegged to safe assets like the dollar. And with that, we are looking at our Business Minute. The rand has stabilized again against the US dollar as the G20 meeting of finance chiefs and central bank governors kicks off in Durban yesterday. It's expected to conclude today. South Africa has called on G20 leaders to try and find solutions to challenges facing the global economy and amid uncertainty over looming US trade tariffs. Yesterday, Reserve Bank Governor Lesetša Kanyahu told delegates that collaboration is key in dealing with issues including high and rising debt in developing countries and specifically in Africa. And Asian markets headed into the weekend on a broadly positive note this morning as investors took up New York's latest record highs, sparked by healthy US retail data and upbeat earnings from some of Wall Street's biggest names. Looking at our financial indicators of this morning, a dollar at 17 Rand 81, a euro 20 Rand 71 cents, pound 23 Rand 92, gold at $3,336.65 per fine ounce, and Brent crude at $69.48 per barrel. I'm Khaira D'Souza. More news coming at 7.
That's a pretty big weekend for South African supporters. Four national teams in action. The Springboks take on Georgia in Mbombela tomorrow evening. An important game for captain Siya Kolisi, who's playing his first Bok game of the year after missing the previous three because of injury. The Boks have never lost at Mbombela. Kickoff is at 10 past 5. Just after that, the junior Springboks will take to the field in the World Rugby Under 20 Championship final against New Zealand in Rovigo, Italy. They have named an unchanged team for that final with lock Riley Norton to lead the side. New Zealand, like South Africa, are unbeaten in that tournament. Kicks off at 8:30. Banyana Banyana will also be flying the flag. They take on Senegal at 9:00 in the quarterfinals of the Women's Africa Cup of Nations after they finish the group stages unbeaten. That match is the last of the four quarters, making it a pretty standout event for the tournament. On Sunday, the Proteas men will take on host Zimbabwe in a tri-series T20 international clash at the Harare Sports Club. South Africa lost their last match against New Zealand on Wednesday. And a good start by Christian Posadinho to the Open Championship at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland. The former SA Open champion is in a five-way tie for the lead after the first round, having fired a 4-under par 67. The next best placed South African is Dean Burmester, who shot an even par 71. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's a Jacka Sport.
Jacaranda FM plays
yes, I'm moving on. I got a one boom shack.
Music.
Hey, you burn me up, believer.
You love.
One more time.
I've been feeling so free. We're gonna
like this.